Nolte, Joe Biden still condemning border controls as world's Trump haters adopt them. By John Nolte on April 6, 2020. As recently as Sunday, likely Democrat nominee Joe Biden was still criticizing President Trump's decision to close America's borders during the coronavirus pandemic. Biden even went so far as to say that one of the lessons we can learn from this is that closing our borders won't stop the spread of a virus. We've got to learn lessons from this. We can do much better than being done now. And we can eventually get to the place where we can. You know, these viruses, as you know, George, they have no borders, Biden told ABC's George Stephanopoulos. He then added this mind-bender: you can't build the wall. You can't put up, you can't have, you know, people at the border trying to stop it. It's beyond that capacity. Joe Biden wants to be president, and he still doesn't believe that either a wall or people at the border stopping possibly infected travelers from coming into our country is anything other than useless during a pandemic. What's more, despite all evidence and expert testimony to the contrary, Biden says that this is something he learned from this whole terrible experience. So the moral of the story, for the man who wants to be president, is border closing doesn't work during a pandemic. To the surprise of no one, Stephanopoulos did not challenge Biden's anti-humanity hot take. Nope, the former Clintonista merely moved on to another softball that allowed Biden to tee off on President Trump. Let's deal with the situation with Captain Brett Crozier from the USS Theodore Roosevelt. As you know, he was fired earlier this week. The president said yesterday he 100% supports that decision. Your response? Stephanopoulos asked. Oh, and Stephanopoulos, like the rest of the media, did not ask Grandpa Joe about the credible sexual assault allegation against him. Not a word. Not a sound. Not a peep. Oddly enough, earlier in this very same interview, the obviously enfeebled Biden also attacked Trump for not closing our borders soon enough. Even though Biden repeatedly attacked Trump's travel bans as racist and xenophobic, Biden now says, I complimented Trump on dealing with China. Well, you know, 45 nations had already moved to block China personnel from being able to come to the United States before the president moved. It's about pace. It's about the urgency, and I don't think there's been enough of it. What 45 countries closed their borders to China before Trump? What's more, on top of attacking Trump's travel ban as racist and xenophobic as late as March 11, Biden's very own coronavirus plan, which he released on March 12, said nothing about travel bans. In summation, at one point in the interview, credibly accused sexual assaulter Joe Biden says Trump didn't close the border soon enough. And then later in the very same interview, the credibly accused sexual assaulter says closing borders doesn't work. And yet, Trump's political enemies abroad, including open border extremists like German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, are indeed closing their borders. And naturally, the utterly useless and corrupt George Stephanopoulos didn't press slow Joe on any of this. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.